From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Cape Coral City Council members have approved an ordinance adding anti-discrimination protections for LGBT city employees. WGCU's John Davis reports Cape Coral is the first municipality in Lee County to provide such protections.
Cape Coral City Council members voted unanimously Monday night in favor of an ordinance adding protections for city employees against discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. The ordinance was championed by City Councilwoman Jessica Costin. She says she had not heard personally from any of the city's 1,500 employees about LGBT discrimination in the workplace until after she began advancing the proposal.
After I started the process, I had a few employees reach out to me and say, thank you, I have experienced discrimination. One employee told me that she was afraid to come out because she was worried about any ramifications, and now she feels safer. And just after the ordinance passed, I got two different messages from employees saying, thank you so much.
Co-founder of the Visuality LGBT Youth Center in Fort Myers, Arlene Goldberg, says she's met with Lee County Manager Roger Desjarlais and that he's indicated the county is working to update its employment policies to include discrimination protections for LGBT workers. No other municipalities in the county have passed similar ordinances, but Councilwoman Costin says she hopes other local governments will follow Cape Coral's lead. According to the Human Rights Campaign, there are 10 Florida counties and 29 municipalities, including Northport and Venice, which have adopted similar ordinances that cover workers in both the public and private sectors. Cape Coral now joins Sarasota County and two other Florida cities in adopting ordinances that protect against LGBT workplace discrimination in the public sector only. John Davis, WGCU News.